We're in the woods, 17 miles back about Melbourne out there.
Mm-hmm.
The woods.
I had
a rice patch. We had an old mill going in a man rice patch. We went in and told him. And we was going to put him in a buggy. In the back of the buggy, four wheel.
And
the old people used to go and get cobwebs.
I had the
front end, and my brother and the other fellow had the back end. I had the ear of that guy. And he kicked loose from them and dropped. And God, when he was swinging that head down the way.
And
I was trying to hold him off on the field from cutting the head. And he hit me there, but boy, when he hit me there, I turned it
through. I guess they gave you the wrong head, didn't they?
We caught him again, though. Put him in that buggy. Then
the old had the rice back.
We got him to the house.
Had a dime in his pocket.
I blamed him when I couldn't stand that. And they tried to stop it everywhere in the world. The old people used to go and get cobwebs, you know, spiderwebs.
Yes.
Down there full of spiderwebs, all you down there. Tied it, cord them on, and tied it.
Right there, 2 minutes.
Bled right on.
Stop bleeding.
I'd always heard that the silver money would stop blood. You ever hear that?
Well,
it will. Silver dime.
I've always heard of silver money.
It stopped good. And I didn't have any. The man that had the rice patch had a dime in his pocket. That's an old timey dime, you know. It's pure silver. But one of these dimes now ain't no silver. I took that dime and put it on them two vessels it was cut in two. Well, they shooting out like that. I just put that dime out on it like that. Held it. Held it right there a few minutes, and it stopped. Stopped bleeding. I've done blood before I couldn't say that.
Yeah, I guess the hat didn't drop down, you know.
Well,
you tell me about slaughtering the hogs. Did you ever slaughter any of them? What did you have to do?
That's about everything.
Well, we always called about it.
Yeah.
And as I said, I'd had three or four different bunches of hogs.
We
had one at the old deer park back in Melbourne one time. About 1,000 head. And me butchered them, built a fire, knocked them in the head, and scalded them, and hung them up.
Well,
good and clean, washed them, scraped them, split them open, put the insides out, took the liver out, took the gall off the liver, you know, the liver's got the gall. That's about everything that caught a gold that I know of, except for deer. Deer had another gold. I didn't for a long time after I was married. Deer hadn't got a gold. Hog, cow, chicken, duck, turkey, and all stuff like that that I ever seen caught gold. Everything but the deer that I know of.
Why'd y'all scald the hog? What was that for?
Well, then we had the skin, it was all nice.
How you get in?
I like it.
Did y'all have to get that stiff hair off his back?
Yeah. It all come off.
What'd they call that stiff hair?
That was
a bristle up back.
Yeah, I used to have a
bristle.
What kind of meat would you get from a hog? What kind of cuts would you get?